Pie catcher. A series of true stories of the unceasing search for enemy spies in water, based on the memoirs of Lieutenant Colonel Oreste Pinto of the Allied Counterintelligence Service. This week's story is entitled Double Agent. The part of Colonel Pinto is played by Bernard Archer.
In the autumn of 1940, I was busy setting up my new headquarters in London, a counterintelligence headquarters improvised in a children's school. It was being set up in haste to deal with the stream of wartime refugees from Europe and to seek out traitors and potential spies. The British evacuation through Dunkirk was over. Denmark, Holland, Belgium, and France had been occupied by the Germans, and Britain stood alone. Allied air reconnaissance showed that a fleet of barges and small craft had been assembled along the coast of Europe for the invasion of Britain. It was autumn, and the weather was right for an assault from the sea. We had made other improvisations. Specially trained officers had been left behind on the continent to warn us of danger. From one of these, operating near the coast, a radio message was received. It was in code, and it said that four German agents, specially trained to probe our defenses, were to be landed on the south coast from a U-boat on the following night. The message gave us the exact map reference of the landing place. The army was alerted, a reception party was arranged, and the four spies landed.
With your paddles. We are almost there. Easy. Right. Get ashore.
Ah, keep quiet.
Remember, from now on, you speak English. Can you see anything?
No. No, not a thing.
It's deserted. Good. Unload the equipment. Kibo, take this. My deflate dinghy. Deflating. Push it on. Come on, quickly.
Oh, there you are.
What is it?
It's soldiers. Run. After the target, traitor. Got him. Out of there. Bring him down. We have three of them, sir. One has got away.
I'll put a guard on the three. Spread out and make a search.
Very good, sir.
By dawn, all four men were prisoners, and they were brought to my headquarters for interrogation and search.
Wallet. Keys. Quite a collection. What do you think of the clothing, sir?
I think it's a very thorough job. It's English cloth. They've been cut by an English tailor.
Mm-hmm.
The money's genuine. Even their identity cards are the correct colour for aliens and correctly filled in and stamped.
Have you seen their radio set, sir?
Yes. Yes, they're very powerful. Well, take charge of this equipment. I'd like to see the four men. I'll see Valberg first in my room.
Yes, sir.
Come in. Sit down. Name?
Erich Valberg.
Age?
The next question is to obtain my rank.
I am asking the question. Age?
My name is Erich Valberg. Oberleutnant. My number, 7036598. I now ask you to behave in accordance with the Geneva Convention.
Are you pretending to be a soldier?
I am a soldier.
Show me your paybook. Paybook.
You have all the information I'm required to give you. May I leave now?
Try it. If you claim to be a soldier, Valberg, where is your uniform? Where are your identity tags? Where is your paper? You can't answer.
There is no need to answer.
When you were arrested, when all four of you were arrested, you were wearing civilian clothes and you were carrying these. British identity cards. What kind of soldier carries these?
I am a soldier of the victorious German army. I am here on a reconnaissance mission.
And the nature of this mission?
I can tell you that, but it will not help you. The invasion of England is imminent. So, I am sent behind your lines to see your defenses and to measure your strength and to make a military report. That is a soldier's task.
Undoubtedly. Go on.
In this way, the Belgian army was destroyed. So was the French army and the Dutch army. Now it is England. In 1 month, our army will be here. In 2 months, the Führer will drive in victory through London.
So that is the plan?
Yes.
And in my opinion, you are not a soldier. You're a spy.
You will know better than that when my regiment is here. They will expect to find me alive. If I'm not, they will shoot you. It is hardly worth it, is it, Colonel? It will be such a short time.
They will do all this without your military report?
Of course. May I go now?
Yes, I'll ring for your guard. Before you go, tell me, will the landing of your army be as successful as your own?
Soldiers make mistakes, but the Führer, never.
That's all, Herbeck.
This way.
Oh, and bring in Meyer.
Yeah.
It was clear that Valberg was a good soldier, a good German soldier. He was confident, arrogant, well-trained, and devoted to his Führer. For he was evidently the leader of the group, and he'd be difficult to break. My hope was to find a weaker member of the team.
Meyer.
Thank you. Here, sit down, Meyer. Full name?
Kurt Meyer.
Age?
You must only ask my rank and number.
Nationality?
German.
Born?
I have been instructed that...
Meyer, if you wish to claim that you're a German soldier, you must prove it. Show me your uniform. Show me your identification tag. Show me your paper. Then I may believe you. Until then, you will answer the questions I ask you.
I have been instructed...
All right, all right. If it will make you feel better to tell me your instructions, go on.
I am Kurt Meyer, Lieutenant, number 7764-403.
And there is no more to say.
No, sir.
But you are also claiming German nationality.
I am German.
Where were you born?
Hamburg.
Age? So you'll give only your name, rank, and number. That would be so if you were a soldier and a prisoner of war. But you're not. You're a spy.
I'm an officer of the German army. I'm here on military duties.
What military duties?
Military reconnaissance.
For what purpose?
To prepare for the invasion of England.
Well, tell me about it. Oh, come, come, Meyer. It can't be as secret as that. You can't really believe that all the invasion barges at Ostend and Le Havre are secret. Or that the stealing of the barges on the Dutch canals and the French canals is secret. You must know that the RAF is bombing them every night. No, no. You must do much better than that if you want to convince me that you're part of the military plan. When do your troops arrive? Your friend Valberg says that they'll be here within a month. But of course he knows more than you do. You know nothing of the military plan, which proves to me that you're not a soldier. You're a civilian and a spy.
I am a soldier. I'm an officer.
All right. Let's take this small radio set, this transmitter. You brought it with you. This is not military equipment.
It is German military equipment.
I've examined it thoroughly, and there's no military mark on it. Show me the Wehrmacht mark on this. You see? It's civilian equipment.
It is military equipment.
Where were you trained to use it?
I can't tell you.
Of course you can't. But this training is not given as a military school. It's given as a spy school. I don't care what you once were. Now you're a spy. There's no one here to protect you. You'll be treated as a spy.
I am a soldier.
Prove it.
In 1 month, my regiment will be in London. If I am not alive, you will be shot. Will that be proof enough?
No. It will not be enough.
Sir?
Take him away. The second interrogation had got nowhere except to confirm that they would claim to the last that it was a military operation and that they had come as soldiers. The third man was not a German.
Van der Kieboom.
Thank you. Sit down. Name?
Jan van der Kiebon, sir.
Age?
24.
Nationality?
Dutch, sir.
Dutch? Well, perhaps you'll tell me why you've come to England.
Well, yes, sir, that's what I want to tell you. I was lucky to get here in time.
In time for what?
To tell you about the invasion, sir, about the German plans, and why we were sent here.
Why the four of you were sent here?
Yes, sir.
Wallenberg and Meyer claim that they are soldiers, that all four of you are German soldiers.
No, sir. They are spies.
Like you?
Well, yes, sir, like me, except that I'm an Allied spy. You understand that I'm a loyal Dutchman, sir, that I've come here to help.
A very dangerous undertaking.
Yes, sir, but it had to be done. Someone had to come and warn you.
About what?
About the German plan, sir, about this spy group and what they'd come here to do. I know how they were trained, sir, and what their orders were.
You're telling me that they are German spies.
Yes, sir.
And you are an Allied spy.
Yes.
Well, how did you manage to join this spy group?
Well, the idea came to me at the hotel, sir.
Which hotel?
The George Hotel, say, in Amsterdam. I worked there. The hotel is now used by German officers, senior officers. You learn a lot in an hotel, sir, just by hearing them talk over drinks in the evening. I heard them talk about the invasion of England, how they were commandeering barges and small craft to send an army to England. And then I heard them talk about a new spy school that was started. That gave me the idea. I speak good English, so I asked them...
Asked whom?
Herr Schreider, sir. I served him often at the hotel and looked after his table in the evening. I told them I was prepared to come to England to spy for them.
You understand that I shall require proof of all this?
Yes, sir. I can give you proof.
When our troops appeared and challenged your group, three surrendered, but one ran off.
Yes, sir. I ran off.
Well, if you'd come to warn us, why did you run away?
It was a surprise, sir. It was dark, and we were already sure that we'd landed safely. Suddenly there was shouting and rifles pointed at us. I thought I was going to be shot. I had information to give you. I would have been terrible to have been killed before I could tell you I was friendly. I wanted to hide until the shooting had died down.
But there was no shooting.
No, sir, but I thought they were going to shoot us.
They had quite a search for you.
Yes.
If the soldiers hadn't found you, what would you have done?
Well, I would have waited until they'd gone and then given myself up to the civil authorities, to the police, and told them that I had information. I wanted a chance to prove that I am a loyal Dutchman.
But instead, you were captured with all the equipment of a German spy and hiding in a ditch.
Yes.
You say that you had special training for this mission. Where have you trained?
The Zorgfleet. Sir, it's a new spy school at The Hague.
How long were you there?
1 month. Oh, but I've got a lot of information about it. I can give you the names of the instructors, the methods they teach, and the names of traitors who are being trained there.
1 month. Was that the extent of your training? Were the others there for 1 month?
No, sir, they were already there when I arrived. They were from the German army, sir, and they were having special training for military work. I was sent to join their group. We all had different work to do.
What kind of work?
Wallenberg and Meyer had to stay near the south coast and report on defenses there, and the beaches. They had lots of training with maps. And they were to report on military camps and barracks, and on the strength of units and equipment. The Germans believed the British lost all their equipment at Dunkirk, and they were to report on new types of equipment. And later, they were to receive other spies for sabotage.
And your job?
Well, I was to go inland to the towns, and later to London. Was to report on the people, what they were saying about the defeat in France, and to get information about important buildings in London so that they could be bombed.
What else?
To get information about airfields. The airfields are to be bombed first, before the invasion begins.
Yet you risked your life to come here for this Holocaust.
Yes, sir.
Why?
I hate the Germans. At least I've done my bit. I made sure that this lot will send no information back.
Wallenberg and Meyer say that they are soldiers.
They are not, sir. They are spies, and they are trained as spies. I can give you this proof.
And this invasion that you heard them talk about, does the operation have a name?
Yes, sir. Operation Sea Lion.
That's very appropriate. Now, you seem to have been impressed by their plans for it.
Yes, sir. I know about the plans. They already have enough barges from the Dutch canals and from the Rhine to transport a whole German army and all its equipment.
And we have nothing to meet it with.
Well, that's what they say, sir.
Tell me, how were you enlisted for this spy school at The Hague?
Well, I told you, sir, I volunteered.
But it isn't easy just to volunteer to be a spy. And you're not a German, you're Dutch. And since you say that you're a loyal Dutchman, I take it that you've not previously been working for the Germans.
Well, no, that is the point, sir. I told you I worked at the Hotel George in Amsterdam, Well, as you know, sir, it was always a favorite hotel of the Germans coming to Holland. Before the war, they came as businessmen. They were really army officers meeting Dutch traitors. Well, sir, when the Germans did invade our country, I tried to get to England, but I couldn't. In the end, I returned to my job at the hotel. And the same Germans were back, this time in uniform. And the same traitors were back, fawning on the Germans. Oh, it made me sick. Well, the Germans remembered me from the past years, and I heard a lot that wasn't meant for my ears. I heard about the invasion plans, and I heard about the new spy school, and it was then that I volunteered.
Who did you speak to?
Herr Schreiber. He's a senior man at the school. He was interested. We had a long talk in his room one evening when I was off duty, and he said he would send me to the spy school.
For screening?
Yes, sir, for screening.
And you passed this test?
Yes, sir.
Did you find it difficult?
Well, it was very thorough.
It was to test your belief in the Nazi philosophy, your unfailing devotion to Hitler, your loyalty to the Third Reich.
Yes, sir.
Well, Herr Schreiber's staff are very efficient. How did you manage to outwit them?
By knowing all the answers. You see, sir, before the occupation, these German businessmen were always leaving Nazi propaganda at the hotel and in their rooms. It was done to encourage traitors, sir, to get recruits for the boot. Of course, I read a lot of it, and when I made this plan, I had no difficulty in getting hold of the books and learning all the answers.
Nevertheless, to hate the Germans and to pass Herr Schreider's screening is a commendable feat.
Oh, they've known me for a long time, sir. You might say I was working for the Germans, serving them with drinks and looking after them.
Hating the Nazis and looking after their comforts, that must be difficult, too.
It is, sir. But many good Dutchmen have to do it.
It must be very depressing. Well, on that note, we'll call it a day. What do you say?
Yes.
We'll have another talk tomorrow.
Thank you.
The fourth man, I'll not name him, turned King's evidence. His confession clearly implicated Ballenberg and Meyer as spies, although they still claimed to be treated as soldiers. But it did nothing to solve the case of the Dutchman, Van der Kieboom. If he was, in fact, a double agent and loyal to us, then he was a brave and valuable person and must be saved. But if he was lying, if he was a Nazi agent trying to play out time until the invasion, he was doubly dangerous. I decided to speak again with the ardent Nazi, Wallberg. Wallberg, you still claim that you should be treated as a soldier, as a prisoner of war.
Yes, these are our rights, under the Geneva Convention.
So you're the senior officer of this group, and therefore the leader of the group.
Yes.
Well, I can understand this claim being made by you and by the other two, but not by Van der Kieboom.
Why not?
You're German. He's not. He's Dutch.
The Führer has spoken on that. The Dutch are close to the German people. The good Dutch think as we do, and they are loyal to the Führer.
What is your test of this loyalty?
To be loyal to the Reich, to love the Führer, to die for the Führer.
You would die for the Führer?
Yes.
You're satisfied that Van der Kieboom would die for him?
Yes.
You claim to be a German soldier. Was he a German soldier?
Yes.
Which regiment?
That is not permitted.
I'll be frank with you, Wallberg. I don't believe that you came here as a soldier. I think you're trying to play out time until the invasion. Now, I don't think that trick will work. But I have one more question. Are you satisfied that Van der Kieboom, this Dutchman, deserves the same treatment as we will give you?
You must treat us all as prisoners of war.
Thank you. That will be all. It was a step forward, but it still didn't prove the case. If Van der Kieboom was a loyal Dutchman and had fooled the spymasters at the Zorgfleet, he could also fool Wallberg. But who was he trying to fool? The Germans or me? There was one sure test. If he was a loyal Nazi like Wallberg, he would be devoted to his Führer.
Van der Kieboom, when we first talked, you said that you could prove to me that you're a loyal Dutchman.
Yes, sir.
I'll be quite frank with you and tell you that you have not yet given me that proof.
No, sir. But I volunteered to come here.
It was perhaps unfortunate that you were captured before you could make this proof, but you came here equipped as a spy.
Yes, sir, but it was the only way I could come here. It wasn't easy.
I'm sure it wasn't.
And before you were accepted into this group, you had to convince a board of German intelligence officers that you were a loyal Nazi.
Yes, sir.
And you were able to do this. You were also able to convince Valberg, who is no fool.
Yes, sir.
Well, now you have to convince me that you're a loyal Dutchman.
I am, sir. I'm loyal to the House of Orange. I am a patriot.
Your friends, Valberg and Meyer...
They're not my friends.
Valberg and Meyer are intent only on staying alive until their regiment arrives to rescue them.
They were told to do that.
You were all told to do that.
Yes, sir.
Well, they must have great faith in their Führer. One could almost admire them, if it wasn't so silly.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's no hurry. We have all the time there is. Just tell me anything you like about your feelings, your loyalty. Here they are. Do you know what these are? They're darts. It's a very popular game in this country. Do you know it?
No, sir.
Well, the men have challenged the officers to a match this evening, and of course, the officers mustn't lose, but I'm not very good at it. Do you mind if I practice while we talk? You can take your time. Pull a chair over a bit. You'll see better. The English consider themselves very good at this game, but it's quite simple, really. You have three darts, and it should be played on a board, a kind of target. But I find that this is much better for my game. A picture of the Führer. This is the popular one, isn't it? His own favorite. Brown shirt, armband with the swastika, arms folded. It was taken by his favorite photographer. Wasn't it? I pin it up about here. That's about the height of a dartboard. And then I stand back 8 feet. That's about 8 feet. Can you see clearly?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk while I practice. Now, we were talking about Valberg and his beloved Führer. I was saying that it's quite admirable to be brave enough to express one's loyalty so confidently to the enemy. And by the way, I count 1 point if I hit the swastika on his armband, 2 points if I hit his forelock, and 3 if I hit the funny little moustache. Tell me about the screening at the Zorgfried. Did Valberg take it?
Yes.
And Meyer?
Yes.
And you? About dying for the Führer? About dying for that madman? Good. I got the swastika. That's 1 point. You were saying you took this loyalty test. But, of course, you were just fooling them. Weren't you? the forelock. Well, that's 2 points. Now, for the funny little...
Stop!
Stand back from that target, Kibo. I want to try for the funny little moustache. And this dart is very sharp.
Stop it!
Would you die for the Führer, Kibo?
Yes.
Put those darts down. There's no need to die now. Give them to me. Thank you. Well, now we know. You are a traitor, and you are prepared to die for the Führer. You will.
You wouldn't dare. You won't kill me.
Why not?
You won't be so foolish. In 1 month.
In 1 month, the German army will be here. In 2 months, the Führer will ride in victory through London. And if we have executed you, they'll do the same to me.
Yes.
Has it occurred to you that they'd kill me anyway? For using the Führer as a dartboard? Well, you would tell them, wouldn't you? So what have I to lose? Sit down. Now, there'll be no bargains, no arrangements. I'll not be intimidated by you or Valberg. Or Meyer. I'm satisfied that you came here as a spy. You wish to make a statement? Right. It begins, I, Jan van der Kieboom, a Dutch national. Go on from there, Kieboom. Valberg, Meyer, and van der Kieboom were tried at the Central Criminal Court and found guilty. Valberg and Meyer were executed on December the 10th, but van der Kieboom, Dutch traitor, appealed against his conviction. The appeal was not upheld. He was executed at Pentonville Prison on December the 17th, 1940.
You've been listening to Spycatcher, with Bernard Archard as Colonel Oreste Pinto. The script was written by Robert Barr, and the program produced for the BBC by Charles Maxwell.